Okay.
Yes, sir. And I got a ticket last night.
For what?
For speeding.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I was getting tired, and I was trying to, there's no excuse. I know better than that.
I don't want to hear that.
Yes, sir.
I really don't want to hear that, because I've gotten offended after running these last time and told you about that.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to do that, you just pull out to the road, get yourself a motel room, and go to sleep if you're that sleepy.
Yes, sir.
You don't be speeding up and endangering other people's lives for bullcorn.
That's true, yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Where were you in the car?
No, sir, I was in the van. I drove the van because it was getting started. I knew it was going to, the fog was coming in, and I can see better, you know, when it's foggy like that, I'm in the van.
Up the road somewhere and went to sleep in the van.
Yes, sir.
Sajalo.
And, what else was it I wanted to let you know about?
The reason that I'm still saying again, the reason that I'm not gotten the president after one of these rounds, I'm made you get a ticket is because you already told him, I don't give a darn what, you don't have no reason speeding.
That's right, yes, sir.
It's not no excuse. You don't play with a lot of God in the presence of Master Wallace Thief Rob Muhammad when he tells you something. If you were just getting that sleepy, like I told you, you could have pulled off, pulled down someplace, pull into a motel room, or pull into a filling station and back up in there and go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Then wake up.
Yes, sir.
In the first place, that's why I told you when you're making drone dives like that, if you'd follow instructions like you're supposed to and had bought that kind of coffee that I told you to buy and made it strong and drunk it, you wouldn't have to been worried about being sleepy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, we did speak with the brother yesterday, Mr. So-called Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
And when he called and he was talking and he was saying that he know that he had to receive a spanking from Allah and he thanks Allah God in person, Master Wallace before Muhammad, Mr. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for the spanking and he's going to sit still now. He doesn't want to come back out nowhere until he gets all of that out of his system and that he was concerned with how you were feeling and what you thought about because he know that he had done wrong or, you know, no such thing as wrong but that he was being rebellious in the things that he was out there doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said that he don't want to get out no more.
No, he said he doesn't want to come out until he wants to go. He's going to go to all the doctors and all the things that you had said for him to take care of and do before.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
But that's all he said?
No, sir. As the so-called Donna can...
I'm not gotten the person of Master Wallace Defar Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through giving me the remote control unit of Master J-Man, sir. Guided my tongue and I was, it was not, you know, we had just spoken with you and so it wasn't long after that and so it was still fresh in my memory but I can't really play it back but anyway, it was like I got in the person Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through remote control unit to Master J-Man blessed me to tell the brother that, you know, he would be receiving this knowledge and I did speak verbally on just what you had given me to give him about what's been going on and everything, and that he was in the best place, you know, for him to be by everything that's transpired and what he had been given from Allah God and the person Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit, you know, to Master J, and not hearing and obeying and the things that he had got caught up in and whatnot, and that he was in the best place and he was going to be receiving this knowledge and the different things coming from the tapes from Allah God and the person Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the remote control unit to Master J, and that he was to receive it and to go over it, and if he didn't like it, he'd go sit in the corner and suck his thumb or whatever, you know, but he was to get this knowledge and to take it in and everything and to keep in communication with us. And yesterday he had said if he did not call, he would try to call at least twice a week, or once a week or twice a week. It just depended on the authorities up there and whatnot. And he gave us numbers. He has a new attorney. And the brother, he sounded humble, and he is concerned, of course, with, you know, angering Allah God and the person, Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit to Master J-Man. And he was expressing how he had no control of the situation and things of this nature, sir.
Yeah, but we also know Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, the best of the most unbound number that taught us that he can talk that way one moment and the next minute be
that's
a blazing
right.
fire.
And
yes,
change
sir,
up,
that's
yes,
true.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Very true. And so Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad, the best of the most unbound number, Elijah Muhammad, to the Muckachurians, Master J. Master, you can see the importance of him getting this knowledge and some of the tapes taken from the tapes before, because it all is still the same thing. It still applies, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
so
ma'am.
That's, Esther Muhammad so-called Monique is typing up. It was then October when the tape recorders weren't working, and I took some.
Okay, I understand. I'll send you the log on the prison. That's what they said. I'm not sure if it's the message. But you're supposed to send him one of those pictures that, you know, you had sister that was up here with the sisters in the white.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to send him some pictures like that and then say that this is the way Muslims were supposed to be.
Yes,
and this is the way Muslims were supposed to look.
Yes, sir.
And that these are, and you're right on the back, but these are not the kind that you're supposed to take on, be thinking about taking on some kind of hell of a trip.
Yes, sir.
Tying them up and stuff like that. You're supposed to put that on the back of that.
Yes, sir.
Sir, this will go good with the one that's doing now. I had already done, written out. And this is what I was speaking of, like that in the first time I saw Asli Fire Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and how the brother was saying, you know, what was going on with the money thing, and how you, like that in the first time I saw Asli Fire Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J, was saying, you know, when, you know, like, how could he, you know, question the workings of Allah God and the person, Master Wasdi Fire Muhammad, by having the sisters, you know, what we were doing and what he was trying to take the sisters off into, sir.
That's right. You know, he has a divine pact with Allah God. See, you're supposed to talk directly to him. You're not supposed to pull no punches with him no more.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And
yes,
so
sir.
How can we talk about he has a comment with somebody? He's already took a secret
That's
oath
right.
from somebody to do something and then doing it and going around sticking stuff all up his arms and stuff.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, up and
sir.
Stuff.
That's
yes,
right,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Purchasing guns and stuff. I mean, where's his partners that he's supposed to have had that's going to be with him on whatever that thing that he had, that little agreement or something that he had with whoever he had it with?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be helping the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's followers when you were busy chasing dope?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to help him or talk about you going to throw a perimeter around something which we don't want no perimeter around us, because Allah God and the prison of Master Wadi Sifra Imam is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is sufficient enough perimeter around us. We don't need no weapons.
Yes, sir.
We don't need no dope.
That's right, sir.
We don't need no sister to tie up and to put into bondage and to try to shoot something all up in them.
Yes, sir.
What we need is a lot of people that are willing to join the forces with righteousness.
Yes, sir.
No matter what race, creed, or color that you are, that's what we want, and that's what you want to write. And you want to write your very statements down so that it be coming directly from, so that he will know that it's coming directly from me.
Yes, sir.
God, the President of Master, Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, is mentioned the Most Honorable Muhammad. I mean, you write everything in there that on this, you just write off this here tape here and
yes,
put
sir.
Everything in there that's from me to him.
Yes, sir.
And immediately, what if he was told to bring the tape to 144,000 children out here?
Yes.
He wouldn't be able to take 144,000 children out of here, because he would have to stop at the dope house.
That's right. Machine gun.
And then he want to shoot some dope, and then he want to find one of them, maybe one of the little young ones, and try to tie them up in the bondage.
Yes, sir.
We got to take this in reality, and then all this stuff come out in the paper. What we going to look like trying to teach people righteousness when here's one that's talking about he's an Asriel Muhammad that has done been found tying people's up,
shooting dope, got a machine gun, doing
all this stuff here, running up and down the highway, spending money in motel room, and just as soon as we ask him, can we have a little bit more money to put over here to work with the sisters? Why? I got it here, and any time they need something, I'll give it to them. But how are we going to get anything from it when he's out there going all up his arm with it and everything, going all up the desk there for a person who have a dead unit down below? His mind sure, Allah God, and the President of Master Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, his Messenger, Muhammad, Allah, Muhammad, sure had his mind going through a hell of a trip with a dead unit down below, talking about his little sexual organ and talking about dressing this way and that way. And then just think about that when I was talking about putting all the sisters around where he was at, because he was divinely raised in a way where he wouldn't have no sexual skips going with the sisters. He would do worse than what the brothers was doing up in Dixon.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? What they were doing up there would be child's play.
Yes, sir.
Compared to what he was going to do. And just think about this one. Just think. Master J was just figuring out, I love the Master J. I'm going to put the brother there. I know that I can put the sister. You know, it'd be better with that brother being around there. He can oversee y'all and watch the function, because he wouldn't take y'all on it. Man alive. But I've got the person that's about to keep it. I'm going to let me know that. Man.
Yes, sir.
I got the Prince of Master Wallace, Dufar Muhammad, the Messenger of Masan Balaji Muhammad through the remote control unit, Master J Man had me just really visualizing this, and we also had a prefab of what it would have been like, sir, when we were at the apartment, and I was just thinking, not thinking, but a lot of kind of person Master Walsh Farm, I was saying, we better stick with that stuff on Jafar.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to tell you, you would join me in the closet, hung up with a rope around the neck or a bandage around the neck and a cat o' nine whoop. He'd open it to be whipping him with that. Then he opened the other one, got you tied up in another with a ball in your mouth in another closet, and then you go, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
And he's walking around with maybe a micro mini on.
Yes, sir.
6-inch spike heels prancing with garter straps.
Yes, sir.
And talking about all praises due to Allah God, the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and the rest of the Muslim for the meat that I got hanging in the closet.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
A message to the black man, he probably had it thrown into the garbage can by the iron, the fall of America, and all that knowledge, he'd have probably been burned it and threw it all out in the back.
Yes, sir.
But thanks Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and the rest of the Muslim Elijah Muhammad for looking out for the fools like us.
Yes, sir.
He said the fools should know him, know Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and the rest of the Muslim Elijah Muhammad first.
Yes, sir.
He was blessed with this.
Yes, sir.
So I say you got to write this and then don't leave one word out. Even when you say yes, sir, in the background, you put, and the sister says yes, sir, and us, the sisters are saying yes, sir, in the background.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We couldn't even get a, we couldn't even brush him with him, couldn't even get a place to lay the sister's head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Man, sir. This is what I and some of so called Donna gave the brother, Allah God and the person, Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, had me to give the brother yesterday, that it would be a communication directly from you to him, and it would be just taken directly off of the tapes and whatnot, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. I mean, what would the brother think up here after hearing something like that?
Oh, yes, sir.
What would the brother think in the hidden universities of hearing something like this?
Yes, sir.
What would you think that the ministers of the Nation of Islam or Mr. Joshua Farrakhan, what do you think he would think? What do you think if the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was down there waiting for us? What would you think he would think about hearing something like this?
Yes, sir. That's right. They wouldn't want to.
Well, we look like, here we come, the S.A.L. Muhammad.
Yes, we're
the fulfillment of the prophecy of being what?
Yes, sir.
Fulfillment of the prophecy of being what? That which nothing beat day straight to the gates of hell himself?
That's right, sir.
All praise due to Allah God and the President of the Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad. I had told him in the first place, if Allah God and the President of the Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, especially the Muslim Brother Muhammad, would allow him to listen.
Yes, sir.
And put everything over this way instead of storing up his mind where his so-called riches was at.
Yes, sir.
You understand? That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said for a rich person to make an inject, it's impossible almost. It'll be easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Yes, sir.
Because his mind was in his behind. And that really was in his mind because he was a product of his environment. And you know what the devil's mentality is all about. And you can see what it was all about because of our God, the President, Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, made it happen to him to show us how much Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has us into the love of our peoples, but our peoples don't love us.
Yes, sir.
We come into our own, but our own do us not because our own want to do us in something and tie us up in a knot.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Just think that he could have still been financially balanced. He could have still been, he would have been just about ready to come out about now.
Yes, sir.
He would have been sane and balanced. The brothers would have been waiting on him down at the temples, and we could have had a beautiful time.
That's right, yes, sir.
I mean, a real beautiful time. Brothers could have been in a nice suit with a bow tie. Brothers could have had beautiful sisters around him and brothers around them in bow ties and nice white gowns. And people would have been... Master J, righteously for real, because I did it exactly like you say. I didn't want to be released from here. I wanted to go straight to a mental institution so I can be for real and tell the people that I am sick. I just need help.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir. Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, sir, Master J, man.
Master J has said, Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master J say, hey, just go straight, because he don't let mind, that other mind, that yin mind, that tells you you want to get out, and then you're going to go